Corvusquier may have thought that he was ruler absolute of his sinister world, but it was the Smooth Snake who was the one that dictated most of the policies. Sicaris was a mistress of intrigue. She bent Skir to her will by preying on his vanity, his greed, and most of all, upon his superstitious nature. Sicaris would stay out of reach of the monster catfish, hovering over the pool, as if listening and conversing with Wells. The fish would swim up from the depths. Whenever Sicaris appeared, it usually meant feeding time. It would wait there, visible to onlookers, the wide, ugly, barbelled mouth opening and closing constantly. Corvus believed that it was the spirit of his underworld realm, and that it spoke to him through Sicaris. Secretly, the raven was afraid of Wells. Once anything living or dead went into the pool, it was devoured in the most revolting way. Corvus closed his eyes, pretending to doze, as Sicaris communicated with the giant fish. The Smooth Snake knew of the raven's fear, feeling through her coils the tension beneath his luxuriant plumage. Accordingly, she prolonged the supposed interview until she heard Corvus murmur impatiently,
"What does he say? Tell me!"
Sicaris made a report, knowing that Corvus would accept that it came from Wells. If the snake felt he was going to be disagreeable about things, she could back up the demands with warnings, dire threats, and predictions of doom. Sicaris contracted her coils lightly about the raven's head, indicating that she was ready to transmit the wisdom of Wells. Back on his perch, Corvus dismissed all within hearing. He listened intently to the snake's sibilant whisperings. The four remaining raven brothers and a few carrion crows who waited in attendance withdrew to the far side of the cold, gloomy cave. Perched upon the ledges, they watched the ill-matched couple. At times, they hissed and cawed violently, whilst at other intervals, their heads were close together, as if in agreement. It was a long time before they finished conferring. Corvus Skir signalled to Viku, leader of the carrion crows. He hop-skipped across the cave floor with a quick bouncy gait. Viku paid heed to his instructions, then winged off to the sulphured atmosphere of the main cavern in preparation for the announcement. Noon shadows were starting to lengthen in the sunny day outside, when the three slow worms arrived back. They were ushered into the big cave by an escort of chuffs and jackdaws. The trio of reptiles coiled together at the edge of the steaming lake. Hemmed in by their guards, they instinctively knew trouble was brewing for them when the drums began rumbling. However, they stayed passive, knowing there was no escape from the judgment which was about to descend upon them. The drumbeats rose in volume and tempo, until the high cave with its noxious decaying odours and slime-encrusted walls echoed with their intensity. Every bird and reptile gathered around the boiling sulphurous lake, chattering, hissing, and cawing.
Waraha! Attend ye, the mighty Corvus Skir and his crown, Sicaris.
The drums stopped and the chatter died immediately. Birds and reptiles stood in frozen silence, staring toward the centre of the mist-shrouded lake. Boom! As the echo of the single drumbeat died, the tyrant raven and his Smooth Snake appeared. They seemed to float in the mist which surrounded the base of the eyeless ancient likenesses of themselves. The cave's inhabitants chanted. Viku launched into his pronouncements.
One of our whites has been slain by the earth crawlers of the Redstone House.
An audible moan ran through the listeners. Then the carrion leader continued.
Great Lord of Doom Whites, the mighty Corvus Skir has commanded that there will be a new flame in the woodlands tonight.